Okay, so thank you, Joan. Thank you, Katsumi. We're honored to have you here with us on this final gathering of this magnificent series and your guidance. And we love and appreciate you for all that you have contributed to this journey through these many, many, many years going back to the beginning of Sitting on Divine. So thank you again. Okay. So I want to just share a couple of things for you. And these are just a couple of things to expand your awareness of some of the things that are going on in the outer realms. And to also talk to you a little bit about some things to further illuminate who you are. So back beginning of this year, when we brought in what we called it at that time, the Crystalline Light Center, where the four chambers are. When those came in, we told you there was a lot of things going on in that entire complex where our light temple is, and including some libraries and things. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening there for you to utilize as we go forward in time. So there is a massive, massive educational system that is being built. And part of that is these massive libraries. And the council has shared that these libraries will equal that of the Atlantean libraries. And they are coming online, and there are all of the star systems that we work with have also contributed. So if you can imagine this massive, massive light complex that's considered a library with, and will have scrolls and books and crystalline configurations that hold information that'll all be made available to you. But also off of the main complex, there will be certain big annexes, and the Pleiadians have one, the Syrians have one, the Arcturians have one, also the Lyrans will have one. I've been told the Orions will have one. And just this week, I was told that the people from Hydra will have one, the beings from Hydra. And of course, then the Andromedans will have one. And this whole complex is very galactic. But it's a training, it's where many of us will continue our training, in our dream state, meditative state, and after we drop the body. And a lot of you will be working in this complex in various capacities. Some of you will be part of that educational system and, in teaching those who are coming after us. In fact, the council has shared that there are many souls who will be coming now that this Ascension Temple has been in place that have been observing us for these last few years to watch how it's been done, how humans could accomplish what we could accomplish. And this has facilitated their being able to come in with that fifth dimensional consciousness in place, at least, and a fifth dimensional body in place. So there's lots and lots of things. So your job here is not finished. You know, it keeps on that other side. There are there are many different healing facilities that are part of this. And they're quite cosmic, as you can imagine. But some of you will be running those. So those are to be done. And also, remember, part of who you are, besides being the big soul and the big spirit you are, in your soul, in your lineages, part of that is your starseed lineages. And so some of you will be going back and writing documentaries or instruction manuals or about what it's like as a Pleiadian, living as a human, going through this ascension process, or a Sirian, or a Lyran. So you'll be contributing to that for other galaxies and star systems and universes to see how it's done. We'll all be documented. So I think for me, that personally is quite exciting. So that's just a little snapshot of what's going on. So spend some time over these next few months and just go visit there. And it's magnificent. It's like a crystalline, like a crystal city of light. And the graphic that I have chosen today depicts it for me a lot of what I feel like the whole entire complex looks like. And it's just magical and mystical. And yes, and I'm quite looking forward to spending some time there myself. The next thing I wanted to share a little bit with you about, we've said to you many, many, many times over these last 3 years that you are part of the council. And, you know, we first had to get our mind wrapped around where the physical side of the council. And then, you know, little by little, we began to accept and believe that we were also part of the non-physical side of that council. And yes, indeed you are. So once this incarnation is over and you drop these bodies and you go back, you will be returning as members, ascended master beings of this council. And again, your job is not done. It's a new beginning. It's a whole different phase of it. So you, all of us, will be taking our positions on the council as ascending masters, and we will become the guides for those who come after us. So that's something to wrap your mind and your heart around. And as Joan just said, and Kuthumi just said, and I want to reiterate it, you came into this incarnation as a ascended being, a grand ascendant being. And one of the things that, because of what was being prepared and to see if a group of ascended beings could come into this incarnation and then walk this path to do what we have done. And one of the agreements we had to make was to let our memory just be wiped. So we came in with all of that density, but it was part of the experiment, if you will, to see if we could make it out, coming in as a group, and then to do this and lay this ascension template down. So that is a phenomenal feat in and of itself. And I want to talk a little bit about John. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention John here. As Joan can verify, John loved the earth, and he spent many, many incarnations on behalf as advocating for the earth and for humanity. And since the time I have known him, he would argue with Metatron many, many times that if just not right, that we come in here and have to have our memories wiped out and we don't know who we are and we have to incarnate over and over and over and over. Right, John?
Yep, that's exactly right. He said, you guys, he sat on that board and he argued then and they didn't listen. And Metatron just wouldn't say anything. He just said, well, okay, we'll take that under consideration.
Well, what John and his humanists didn't realize is that we had all agreed to this mission.
Exactly.
Trying to make a difference. So those cultures don't have to come in at this density if they hold that frequency only one on the other side before they come. So, you know, so it's mission accomplished for John. So he is well, doing well on as part of that council, doing things. And we will all see him when we make our transition. So,
you know, Malin and I've often talked, and I've said, who argues with Metatron?
John.
The only one. And it would just fry my brain when he would do that. I would just cringe because I thought it was so disrespectful. But obviously, on the other side, they were good friends.
Yes. 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 But, you know, so there are positions on the other side. And also want to mention Pat Austin. And so when Pat made her transition, John was there to welcome her. And Pat is, what I'm being told, is that she is creating a group, and some of you will be working with her, be part of the welcoming committee and helping each of us as we come through that portal and to help us acclimate and direct us to where we need to go. And so some of you will be part of that team. So that's what she's doing. And so then, you know, John and Pat have transitioned and gone through that eighth dimension portal. And the next person, John and Pat, will both be there to welcome them. And each one of us will be part of the welcoming committee to greet each one of us until the last of us drops the body and goes through. And I personally found that quite comforting.
I know. Too.
So you are a member of this council. You will remain a member of this council long after you drop this body. So I think that is, a quite comforting thought. And at least it is for me. The only other thing I wanted to leave you with before we open this up for discussion. We've been given these massive, massive configurations of light. And as Kathumi and Joan just told you earlier, it's going to take a long time. And we'll be, since the 888, the Transfiguration Template, the three levels of the Infinity Template, the Pinnacle of Light, and that template of, I always have to stop and think of the right names for everything now, of Original Intent. These are massive, massive light configurations. And we're only just receiving the very beginnings, stages of that. And so as our consciousness continues to grow, as we acclimate what we have already received, then we will receive more and more of the energetics and frequencies that those templates hold. So we are, of course, right now we're in the autumn season, you know, and the shadows are beginning to grow long. So over these next few months and heading into the winter time and that sacred silence of the winter, spend time in that hyperquantum diamond. It is there for you. So make it your own. Make it comfortable. Go in and immerse yourself in the golden frequencies of that golden ray of light. And just sit there. And as Kathumi said earlier, just be. You don't have to do anything. So this week, in considering these things, I have put my comfortable chair inside the diamond. And I have a fuzzy blanket sitting there. And I was thinking about these winter months when it gets colder. And so I thought, well, I wonder if I could have a fireplace in there, a fire of some sort. Well, so what is that golden, the golden light in those rays? Well, part of that golden frequency, that golden essence, is the solar rays, right? The solar frequencies. So warm yourself in those solar rays and just sit in there and be. While you're being infused with those golden frequencies and now with the diamond ray of light. And just be there. You don't have to. You can't direct these massive energetics. And you just, right now, we just have to let them flow through us. And as we acclimate them, then they will become part of the wholeness of who we are. It's not that we direct them or we can work them per se. You become them. It's part of that essence of who you are. It grows your unified field, and your state of being grows and emerges And the more you can do that and just sit and be, and we acclimate to that, we will find that we just find ourselves moving through our days and our lives with a whole different perspective from that state of being. So that's what, to me, the ascension process is really about, particularly while we're still in this body. And, you know, and we, at the end of the last session, when we see that elixir of anointing, and it was to fully awaken our own gnosis, which is your own inner divine knowing. So use that. Get to know that part of you and just allow it all to just to happen. And it's, I think that's probably about all I have to say.
Okay.
So with that, I think we will open it up to all of you. If you have any questions, comments, we would love to hear them now.